At the end of the rainbow, there's happiness. And to find it, how often I've tried. But my life's just a race, just a wild goose chase. And my dreams have all been denied. Why have I...
Glenn Carew will be celebrating 50 years in show business at Helsinki Hudson on March 10th with a recollection of great stories and songs that he sung during his illustrious career on Broadway and beyond. Glenn Carew is a three-time Tony nominee for Applause, A Little Night Music, and for his legendary Tony Award-winning performance as Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. His other Broadway credits include Night Watch, Cold Storage, Teddy and Alice, Dance a Little Closer, The Speed of Darkness, and Neil Simon's The Dinner Party. Glenn Carew has received an Emmy nomination for Best Supporting Actor for his role as FDR in the HBO miniseries Into the Storm, and currently stars as Henry Reagan, Tom Selleck's father on the hit CBS show Blue Bloods. It's a great pleasure to welcome Glenn Carew to the program. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. A delight to have you.
Thank you, Joe. It's great to be with you.
Well, and again, an absolute delight to have you here. How long have you been doing a show like this of going out and The Masters and Me, a musical memoir of putting this together?
Well, actually, you know what? It's I just did it last November here in New York at 54 Below. I hadn't been singing in New York on Broadway very much in the last 10 years, and I got to missing singing, so I started studying again with my teacher, and I decided that I wanted to maybe go back to my roots, and the roots were that 55 years ago in my hometown of Winnipeg, Canada, I had a nightclub act, and so I went back and I looked at those the songs that I'd done then, and you know they're pretty much basic standard American songbook stuff, and so I decided that I could do those things because they're timeless, you know, and really wonderful songs, and I love singing them. And then I realized that in 1969 I did Applause on Broadway, and all the songs that I was singing in my nightclub act 10 years prior to Applause, I realized during that summer that I met all of the composers of the songs that I sang. They all came to see Applause. They were all still with us at that point. And I thought that was kind of an extraordinary discovery and something that I just felt pride in. And so I, when I was putting the show together, I decided that I wanted to maybe do as many of those songs as I did originally 55 years ago. And then I, of course, wanted to sing some of the songs that I'd originated on Broadway. So that's really the basis of the whole evening.
When you come from Canada, at what point in your life did you say, I want to have a musical life, and that New York was the place that you wanted to end up?
Well, I think that's virtually everybody's birthright somehow. Certainly North American birthright anyways. If you're at all interested in music, and I've been doing musicals you know, for a long time, and I think it's kind of like a birthright that you say, if I'm going to be in a musical, I'd like to do one originally and originate one of the roles. And so that was always in the back of my mind. I got kind of waylaid, as it were, because I spent about 15 years doing mostly Shakespeare and at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis and at Stratford, Ontario in Canada, and Stratford, Connecticut here. But my mentor in the business, John Hirsch was his name, said to me that if I was going to pursue the classics, that I had to make him a promise, and that was to never give up the musical theater. So I made him that promise and kept it.
In making that promise and keeping up with the musical theater, and you said this early on in your answer about creating, there must be an incredible feeling to be a part of something from the ground up, of creating these roles that become, like Sweeney Todd, legendary.
Yeah, it's absolutely a great, great privilege. And you don't always know it. It just so happens that the three musicals that I did that were Applause, Night Music, and Sweeney Todd, they were all won Best Musical of the Year. And, you know, it's a bit of a luck of the draw, I guess, but I knew with all of them that they were going to be a hit. I mean, you just knew it. The books were really strong, the music was really good, the people in them were really excellent artists, and you thought, there's no way this can't be a popular thing. I mean, there was obviously... Sweeney Todd was a bit of a crapshoot because of the subject matter.
Right.
But I think we all knew the first week of rehearsal that this was a work of genius. And whether they were going to understand it or not was another thing, but we hoped to God that they would, because we were doing excellent work, I think, and we were breaking ground that had never been broken before in a musical theater. And so, you know, it happened that they did get it.
Do you feel comfortable going in? I mean, more comfortable than you would normally when you say, okay, well, we have Stephen Sondheim at the helm. And in the sense of that you're the captain there is pretty strong.
Oh, yeah. And Harold Prince, don't forget him.
Yes, absolutely. Well, as you say, the whole team is really strong. Let's not forget anybody.
Yeah, right. No, it's you think, well, my God, this guy Sondheim. When I first did Let's Go to Night Music, and I read the script for Night Music, there were no lyrics in it at that time. And I came and auditioned in New York. I was at the Guthrie Theater at that time. And I came and auditioned in New York for Stephen because I wanted to sing for him. Hal Prince gave me the copy of the new script, which had lyrics in it. And I was coming to audition for the role of Carl Magnus. Frankly, I didn't want to play Carl Magnus because I'd played that character in about every which way in the past. But I wanted to sing for Sondheim and for Prince. Anyway, he gave me the new script to read with the lyrics in it, and I read the lyrics, the opening number between Frederick and Frederick's first number. Now, as it's called. And I thought the lyrics were just extraordinary and just absolutely brilliant. Anyway, the next day I spoke to Hal, and Hal said, well, we would like you to play Frederick, not Henton and not the Count. And I was poleaxed by that. But yeah, you read this guy's lyrics, and Hugh Wheeler, you know, had written a book that was, you know, just like an ennui play. It was a beautiful book.
Hmm.
And we had Boris Aronson doing the sets. and Flossie Klotz doing the costumes. So, like you say, the whole team was extraordinary. And that was that. And then, you know, Angela and Hal and all the folk that put Sweeney together.
Angela Lansbury, of course. Who,
yes.
I mean, and does a relationship like that on stage change you in the sense of having to of working with someone like that of and then having it become a success?
Oh, sure it does. And I think the thing that that she and I were most proud of was the fact that we played it for a year. And we could have, I guess, easily gone over the top, if you will, into right. the melodrama of Sweeney. But the thing that we were always aware of was that we couldn't do that. And we were, I think, most proud of the fact that we were able to not do that in all the time that we did the show.
It is, you have so many wonderful stories, and you're going to be sharing beautiful music and wonderful stories on March 10th at 7 o'clock. At Helsinki Hudson. It's Len Carreyrou,
yeah.
The Masters in Me, a musical memoir. And I just want to direct people to helsinkihudson.com for more information. helsinkihudson.com. Len Carreyrou, I've admired your work for a long time. It's a great pleasure to get to speak with you, and I thank you very much, and it'll be great to have you in the region.
Thank you, Joe, very much.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.